Court. Joining me on the line is Leanne Georgiev from Johannesburg, a spokesperson for the Allied Healthcare Association of South Africa. Leanne, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Africa.
I suppose the scary bit, Leanne, is that we don't know how bad the situation is. We do know of these two cases in the Western Cape, but we cannot definitively say 1% of the healthcare profession is made out of people who are not qualified to be that.
Africa, we are aware of these two incidents that have taken place in the Western Cape. These incidents should never have taken place in the first place, and they are certainly serious. Every effort needs to be made by the industry to ensure they never happen again. Historically, we believe the problem has been more widespread in the rural areas of South Africa, where, for example, in 2005, the HPCSA, which is the Health Professions Council of South Africa, released several warnings to the public on the matter of bogus health professionals. We must also note that there are thousands of shifts being filled by medical professionals every day, and these are two incidents. The problem is certainly not widespread. We believe that the main reason is not widespread is the fact that the health facilities are quite diligent and thorough in vetting and screening the agencies or the recruitment entities who provide a service to the hospital or healthcare institutions. As a professional body, our association represents healthcare recruitment companies. And even though we are a voluntary organization, we are equally passionate in ensuring that the recruitment companies we represent are compliant and diligent in the service they provide.
So what measures, if you like, would need to be in place to make sure that something like this does not slip through the cracks again?
Well, we recommend that all healthcare facilities have service providers who are in possession of association membership. And by that, I mean association membership like AHASA or a CAPES association, where the appropriate compliance and vetting standards are in place. Currently, the healthcare sector for recruitment agencies, there are very few barriers to entry. So you may find that service providers do end up dealing with fly-by-night recruitment agencies who have not undergone the appropriate compliance measures that AHASA advocates.
What do I do, Leanne? I mean, how can I, as a patient, for example, walk into a doctor's room, walk into a pharmacy, and ensure that the person who's about to serve me is actually appropriately trained and qualified?
That's a very good question, and I believe the public need to be aware of measures in place to protect themselves. And these challenges don't only exist in the public sector and through staff placed by recruitment companies. They could and are likely to exist in all walks of life. The safeguards that we would recommend is that patients deal with professionals who have a credible reputation in the marketplace. A patient has absolute every right to ask for proof of their practitioner's registration, and that would be with the appropriate statutory council or body. And they should, the health professional should easily produce his or her credit card sized practicing card. In this day and age of technology, everyone has a smartphone, and with this one can easily look up any registered doctor, even while in the waiting room, and they can do this by navigating to the HPCSA's website, find a practitioner tab, where they are able to search any doctor with the small amount of information that they have. Even the doctor's initial and surname is enough. If a patient is concerned about the medical advice they've received from the professional and they feel it is questionable, the patient is entitled to ask for another opinion. Members of the public wanting to check if a doctor is registered and allowed to practice can also phone the council's call centre. On the other hand, nurses also have a responsibility to safeguard those in their care. And that could be through witnessing and reporting irregularities or suspected abuse to the appropriate channels available to them. And this relates to all patients, including minors, vulnerable, and adults. The public and the public and private sector need to lobby government to ensure that all recruitment agencies need to belong to a regulatory body that can ensure ethics and compliance is upheld.
You said it was a voluntary organization that you are part of. Out of interest, percentage of recruitment agencies, how many of them, what percentage of them would be members of your association?
Approximately 10%, 10 to 20%. As I've mentioned, there's very little legislation focused around healthcare recruitment companies. Through research we've done, we estimate there are about 600, if not more, recruitment companies in the healthcare space. And of that, there's only less than 20 that subscribe to us.
Are there other such organizations, for example, like the Allied Healthcare Association of South Africa, who would encourage, actively encourage their membership to be very diligent when it comes to these matters?
Yes, they are. We belong to the Confederation of Associations in the Private Employment Sector, also referred to as CAPES. They're the lobbying body for the temporary employment service in the industry. And together with CAPES, there are four other associations who promote professionalism and compliance in the staffing industry. And those associations represent different industries in the recruitment sector.
All right. So it sounds like there are systems in place to obviously make sure that something like this does not happen, but it will require hard work and alertness, for lack of a better word, from not only patients, but other healthcare professionals, obviously, who are working in the system and can alert the necessary officials to make sure that there aren't any bogus doctors, pharmacists, nurses themselves who are practicing as healthcare professionals in South Africa.
Correct.
Thank you very much, Leanne Georgiev, a spokesperson for the Allied Healthcare Association.